the greatest city in the world. This is Tanya and Steve. We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Life and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Morning.
Hey.
Hello, happy Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God we can breathe.
I know. That was just out of control.
It was. Crazy, crazy weekend.
If only we had a pool like a rich man like Risey.
Well, Risey wasn't even in his pool because he was away for the weekend, weren't you?
Yeah, went to Boomerang Beach. It was, no joke, don't hate on me, but it was like mid-20s up there.
What?
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. Maybe it might have only just hit 30 yesterday, in the middle of the day.
And then you came home and went and dived into your rich man's pool.
Came home, couldn't breathe, dived into my rich man's pool.
Oh, hey, the Bangones. So where did the heat... Because you would have been checking the speed.
Yeah, we were checking the thermometer. About 10 minutes out of Bulla Dealer.
Bulla Dealer was 45, I bet.
Yeah, about 45 degrees. Yeah. Like, we were like, oh my God, look at the temperature. All of a sudden it spiked here.
Yeah.
And it stayed that way until, we got home.
Most people, unlike some though, most people just prayed, please, please, don't get a blackout. Don't get a blackout with the air conditioning. And then it happened.
About 5,000 people.
It was almost going to be, it was predictable, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
My air conditioning was on 19.
Was it?
The whole weekend.
Oh,
I'd go in
that's
and
bad.
Freeze. I'd go in and freeze and then come outside and sweat, go in and freeze. Honestly.
Hence why there's a blackout.
Yeah.
I reckon everyone was doing that.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were blaming me.
No, I think everybody was in your position.
That's a bit harsh.
We escaped to the movies yesterday.
What'd you see?
Let Him Go. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
It was, what's his name?
This has got to be, now we need to stop everybody. This has got to be one of the best movie reviews I've ever heard. What did you see? Let Him Go. It stars, what's his name? Okay, how about out of five?
Let Him Go. Okay.
It's Diane Lane and Harrison Ford.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
Was it good?
It was so sad.
Oh.
God, I walk out of there a mess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was crazy sad.
You
so,
didn't think to stay home in the air conditioning and watch something on the TV?
Well, it was just nice to be able to say, let's go to the movies, because we had some stuff on. But, gee, be in the mood for it.
Oh, okay.
It's one
be
of those...
in the mood for a cry, do you reckon? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's just completely heartbreaking.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Again, this review just keeps getting better, doesn't it, Roger? She's given us no synopsis whatsoever. You told us Harrison Ford's in it, and you went, it's just bloody sad.
All right, their son dies, and they've got to get their grandson back. That's what the synopsis says, so I'm not blowing anything.
Well, you don't reckon from that that you were going into a comedy? Oh, what's this one, Mike? Oh, Michael, it says their son dies and they're desperate to get their grandchild. Oh, sounds uplifting.
It's brutal, all right, as well as
like
sad.
I went to the movies and saw a brutal movie the other day as well called All My Life.
But I don't think it was brutal on the same level. Mine was violent.
Oh, was yours violent?
Yeah.
Oh, mine was brutal as in sad, brutal, like you have to be in the mood.
Why are they bringing out some happy movies considering the year we've had?
Why are you two going?
I don't know. There's nothing else on.
No one's making you. The pair of you are sitting here going, oh, yeah, nah, enough's enough. Enough's enough. I'm not getting forced to go again.
Fair point,
it's a choice. Play a song before I yell at you both more.
Okay, sorry.
Bloody tell them, Beryl. Tell them what you were telling me before the show, Beryl. I want everyone listening to this bloody story.
He's calling me Beryl because I was carrying on like a pork chop and I was telling this story.
It was gold. Tanya was on it, like not a high horse, but she was just like, and then, and I'm like, all right, Beryl, calm down. But it's amazing. So I do love what's
It's amazing because over the weekend I put up on my social media, you know, shop local this Christmas because Amazon don't, you know, give your kids school, raffle prizes, etc. So it's just a little reminder to shop local.
Definitely.
But when you do shop local, be warned, there are some, only a couple, I think there's two, that may want to rip you off, right? Here's a story from my dad.
Yep.
It's only a little one, but it's just hilarious.
She's not barreling it up enough now.
I will.
Cranky.
Okay, good.
So dad goes to a takeaway, let's call it, and he orders two crab claws.
Stingray flaps.
That's what Steve said. Are they really?
It's seafood extender, guys.
Okay.
Those crab claws
don't
most times.
Tell Dad that.
It's
not
crab legit crab.
Heaven.
No, not usually.
Anyway.
Especially where Tanya's suggesting. But anyway, carry on.
He orders the two crab claws. The guy goes, yep, here they are in a white paper bag. And Dad goes, mate, can I have a little bit more salt? Just a little bit. And the guy goes, 40 cents.
I beg your pardon? What?
For salt?
Dad said, don't want to buy the salt mine. Just want a little sprinkle of salt. The guy goes, 40 cents. Like, seriously, these are not salt packets. There was a salt shaker behind the till.
So he's gone, yes.
Dad said yes. Right. So the guy goes, two shakes for 40 cents. I am not kidding.
Here's the best part of the story. No salt come out. He made the noise. He hit your dad twice.
What a clever quote.
There you go, mate. There you go, buddy. What the hell is
Who
that?
Who does that?
I'm always upset when I'm offered, you know, a bit of sauce with a pie. It's like, come on, it should come with it.
Yeah.
But really?
Yeah, no.
40
salt
cents.
Salt should be free. Salt even though salt be. Packets should be free.
Yeah, like, Dad, take some from Macca's and keep them in your back pocket. That's what I said. But probably not.
Sorry, McDonald's.
That's right, everyone. Shop local.
No, but seriously.
Take a few straws while you're at it if you're at
it. No, I'm not encouraging people to steal from
us. No, in fairness, today's Tanya's post, it'll be steal local.
Can you believe that,
no,
though?
No, I can't.
There's 40 cents, thanks very much.
Honestly, apart from it sounding like the start of the push bike song. Riding along. I've never heard of that.
No, and you know what I'm going to do this week? I'm going to go and order two crab claws.
And see if...
And see if I get charged.
I'm curious.
Or whether, you know, us young good-looking girls get away with it. I'm going to take one of Lorcan's friends, all right?
Good idea.
You see, folks, if you just stay quiet enough, they just come in themselves. Save me doing it.
No, but seriously, I am going to try it.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah,
sure, I will. I'll do it. See how we go.
Just don't go barrel on him, mate, because... Yeah. What do you mean? Because you're expecting it. So.
Make sure it comes out when he does do the... Just make sure you can see a bit of white come out.
I guarantee it's completely empty. There you go, buddy. It's like when you say cappuccino and he's out the back going... and he's giving you a bloody...
Just an instant.
A couple of instants.
John Stevens, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Bit excited.
Me too. Don't you worry about that.
I bet
2021 shaping up to be, back on the road, and here we go again. I can't wait. We're all biting at the bit.
Roche Estate, Red Hot Summer Tour 2021. You are on the bill, and a great bill it is.
It certainly is. It's just a day packed with hits and good times. You know, I mean, like I said, I can't tell you how excited I am, and I know certainly all my band, and I know all the artists are too. It's been too long off the stage for all of us, you know.
This is October 23, so you've got Jimmy Barnes, Huda Gurus, Diesel, Vicar and Linda, Chris Chaney. Now, what guys will you be performing for us? Because we know you from so many things now.
We were in the middle of doing the Noiseworks in Excess collection. We're still going to be doing that tour this year in 2020, and obviously we didn't. So we're probably going to do a bit more of that, you know, just play people, give people the hits, give them what they want in our little set. And that's what I'll be doing, the Noiseworks and In Excess collection of songs. What can I say? It's just really a case of what songs, you know, do I play? And, there's so many that will be left out, unfortunately. But, you know, songs you grew up with, songs you... part of the DNA of Australian rock and roll, you know.
It's a good point too, John, you know, when you've got that lineup on stage, working out your set list and, you know, whatever amount of songs, and you're right, so many left out. Can you change it around? Do you change it around for you and the guys out of interest too, or you like to stick to the...
No, we change it around. Yep. We change it around all the time, but, you know, when you get a flow on, you probably write about gig 4 or 5, it just kind of, something happens and... You know, he changed things around. But look, Diesel's doing his 30-year, you know, re-injected set. So he's going to be playing, you know, the Injectors plus, I guess, some of his stuff, solo hits. Jimmy's got more hits than all of us combined.
Yeah.
You know, what does he play? It's always a thing for him. Huda Gurus are the same. They got so many hits.
Yeah.
You know, Vicar and Linda, what can I say about Vicar and Linda? You know, just wonderful, wonderful singers and amazing talent. And, you know, Chris Chaney, well, he's starting at the pointy end of the show, you know, so he's got a new solo record coming out, so he just wanted to get out and play, and he's going to be first up. So I know the Red Hot Summer tour is going to be, you know, packed from beginning to end, as it usually is, and, you know, tickets at the old Red Hot Summer com.au and let's rock, man.
Well, hey, John, we were speaking with Daryl Braithwaite the other day and we caught him while he was literally camping in a one-man tent. And he was saying how COVID has had an effect on us all. And for him, it was good to just clear his head by getting away alone in his little one-man tent. So how did COVID treat you?
Well, you know, the beginning of COVID, I was actually went to Kokoda in Port. In New Guinea, I was in New Guinea and went into the jungle with my son. We did the Kokoda trek. We were away for like 10 days. And we went and, you know, the world was normal. We came out and COVID had hit. Wow. And it was just like we were being told we were going to be stuck in Port Moresby for a couple of months. And this whole thing was panic everywhere. You know, the worst place you can be stuck in is Port Moresby at any time.
Yes. Yeah.
But listen, you know, we managed to get out of there. You know, got back to Melbourne and ended up doing 2 weeks quarantine, my son and I, in a hotel. And pretty much we were locked down since then in Melbourne. It was just insane what that transpired down there. And I don't think, you know, Australians, everyone doesn't really get quite how severe it was in Melbourne.
We don't.
I think, you know, but it was really, really just awful. And but look, you know, we're on the other side of the coin. You know, 8 months later, we got out of it. And, you know, last Monday when they finally opened the borders for Victorians. I did a road trip in Preston, New South Wales. I had to come I had to come to Sydney and get to the beaches.
Yeah.
I just missed the water and the beaches, and I've been here since Monday, actually.
Yeah.
And you know, not on a one man tent, I came with my children and my grandchildren, and we have escaped, and we're just having the best time.
Oh,
you know,
mate, we're even thinking from the last time we talked to Barnsley, and he was doing that online stuff, and you know, he was a bit locked down. So I'm even of the opinion with Barnsley now that he's not even on the bill on some of these; he's just turning up. It's like you'll actually pull up, John, and he'll be like, "I'm in the back here. Hey, let me on."
Yeah. So we'll all be getting there long before the audience, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, look, it's fantastic. We're so excited to see live music, something to look forward to, Red Hot Summer Tour. It's October 23, Roche Estate, which is a beautiful venue.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, and tickets go on sale 9 o'clock this Thursday via Ticketek. It's going to be awesome, John. Great to talk to you.
Yay, so excited. Thank you, guys.
Our favourite cool dude is about to walk through the studio door.
Open it up, Tanya.
Open it up.
Okay.
And here he comes. Hi, Frosty.
What did I look hot?
Well, you're looking extra cool.
Yeah, I lost some weight in the heat wave this way. Did I lose some weight?
You did. Now, you really are Frosty. Like, like, I mean, there are photos to prove you really are Frosty.
Legitimate Frosty. You look like a snowman.
Where's that Steve gone?
Well, he likes to have a bit of a rest.
Ah, when we. I'm a fan of his candy.
He doesn't really like Frosty.
Not a fan. No.
It's a bit of two egos coming together,
I think,
you know what I mean?
Because
bit of alpha male.
Yeah.
Pretty much, because you are internationally known.
Yeah.
So
it was hot.
What's that?
It was hot yesterday.
It was very hot yesterday, Frosty.
I was speaking English.
Lucky we're in the Arctic today, though.
I know. So you're here, and you're going to be here for the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
Because we've got, you've got some good stuff for us.
Can I put these radio headphones on?
You can try.
Because I'm going to talk to somebody.
Yeah,
get them over your top hat.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
133353.
It's like you was the outfit.
If you're willing to talk to Frosty, I think Frosty might dive into his bag of goodies and give you some presents today.
I think so.
This is super. You're looking pretty hot today. Have I missed that, can you?
Well, you need to use the microphone, Frosty.
Sorry.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, no, since, you know, with COVID and everything, it's been a long time between drinks. You know what I mean there?
I do know. Cutie. Listen, you've got Fiona from Blackalls Park.
Hey, Fiona!
Hi, Frosty! How are you going? Woo-hoo! Yay! First one off the rank. Doesn't mean I'm lucky, obviously.
Yes, it will.
Well, you're going to get a Christmas ham.
A what?
Try it again, Frosty.
A Christmas ham.
A Christmas ham?
Yes.
Why am I not speaking English?
That sounds really exciting.
Now, all you have to do is rub noses, because we can't get you to sit up on top of Frosty's lap, because that's Santa's domain. But if you just reach over and have a little rub of of Frosty's carrot nose is to say thank you, Frosty.
I didn't know we were working blue.
Thank you, Frosty. It's like the Maori greeting. We'll do the noses, definitely.
Yeah. Get your hands off my carrot.
We've got to thank the guys for that butchery on Brunca for that Christmas ham. Plus, I think, is there something else there?
Yeah, my little Christmas helper can say it.
Oh, wow.
I can't even pronounce it, but it's a really good thing.
I've got something else.
Yeah. It's out of his slack.
Out of his frosty sack, you've got a $300 voucher to spend at Anaconda where you can play more and pay less.
Yes.
Hey! Oh, I thought the ham was going to be the... thank you, guys.
You're
that's
welcome.
Made my week, my day, like, brilliant. Happy Christmas to all of you.
That's
you, Fiona.
How stupid is that, Fiona?
That's fantastic. Brilliant. I was totally unexpected, but brilliant, absolutely.
Aww, that's lovely.
Yeah, anyway, good on you, Nick. I'll tell you, you're still married, can you?
I am, actually. Oh, that's Frosty.
Frosty's as sleazy as he's ever been, hasn't he? I thought he might be...
have a look what she's wearing.
Yeah, she looks good today.
What's going on with that?
It's my Santa Elfa outfit. But in this case, it's a Frosty Helper outfit.
Yeah. Well, we should go on tour.
Well, I believe, Frosty, you're going to be joining us every day for the next couple of weeks with more presents as well, Frosty.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you wearing that every day?
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Nick off. See you, Frosty. Oh, wait, here comes Steve's back in the studio now. Hello, Steve.
Hey.
You missed him.
Oh, we're doing that, are we?
Yeah, we're doing that.
Okay. What was that big white thing that just flashed past me?
That's Frosty.
The snowman.
Yeah.
Yes, morning, kids.
He's a little bit Jack Frost, isn't he?
Yeah.
Remember the Michael Keaton movie? Yeah, he's a little bit Jack Frost. Yeah. Got a bit of an attitude, our Frosty.
He's what we'd call a HR problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely is what you call a HR problem.
I noticed you ran straight out into the promo area. Hanging with the girl.
Hey, we're going to chuck some photos up of Tanya and Frosty the Snowman in his Frosty the Snowman outfit. If you'd like to see him, check them all out on the Tanya and Steve socials.
Where did you get that outfit, Juan? What's going on there?
It's just a Saturday night.
Just this whole thing?
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Triple M, Tanya and Steve, Frosty the Snowman, back tomorrow with more presents.
December 1 tomorrow.
I know, which you know what that means.
Yeah.
It's time to crack open the advent calendar.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
What?
What are you going to do?
What do you mean?
You can't have the chocolate ones.
It's all right. I got the Tingle Touch one.
The Tingle Touch one.
You got what?
The Tingle Touch advent calendar.
What is that?
It's adults only.
Instead of
chocolate behind each window, there's three activities you can enjoy with your partner. Now, because there's kids in the car going to school, let's just say mowing the lawn and washing the dishes.
Yeah, or
that sounds awesome.
Just like I think mum and dad might be, oh, look, guess what? It's wrestle again. Yeah, is it? All right, we'll wrestle again, dear.
Where do you get that from?
Amazon.
You actually got that?
No, but I know it's available.
You really did scare me then. It's like that you straightly went to Amazon and went, oh, she's got it. Oh.
Michael's in the car just cheering, fist pumping for a moment there, though.
Yeah, he loves a wrestle.
No, but because, this year's very different because I can't have chocolate. So I looked to my good friend Risey, who has Oscar, who is dairy-free, gluten-free, cardboard-free. He can't eat anything, poor Oscar.
Poor bugger, yeah.
So that means
we can't get the advent calendar with the chocolates.
Why not?
Like, it means all three can't, because if one can't have it, they all can't have it.
Or the Tingle Touch.
Needs to just, he can't get the Tingle ones for the kiddies either, right?
No, bro, I'm going to get that for my wife.
Your kids are going to get the rest of one.
So what have you got?
Don't laugh. It's a stationery.
What is it?
A stationary advent calendar from Kmart.
Why don't you just wake up every morning and give them a belting?
Oh my god!
It's about as much fun.
What's in it?
What happens?
What are they?
Okay, so you open up the day. It's exactly like a chocolate one, but you don't get chocolates. In it contains one time stamp, one 2D Santa eraser.
Mate, I'm calling Docs. I'm calling
one mini
Docs.
Gel pen, six colour ball pens, one silicon key ring, a notepad. Oh, my God, there's a notepad in it, a mini notepad.
You're going to make your kids for 24 days wake up every morning and cry.
Actually, I think Stella, my seven-year-old, is going to love it. But
do you buy one for each, or do they?
No, one for each, yeah.
Oh, gee,
my
lucky
God.
Them.
$30. Jeez, why did I do that?
That's cute, though. I mean, because Oscar, he can't have chocolate, so the other two can't have it.
Why?
Because it's not
fair. It's not fair, yeah. One time
well,
a sharpener.
That's not fair, is
oh,
it?
My God. Look at the last thing on that. Look at the bottom thing that says one times
Where is it?
The... Why don't you just tell us what it is? Otherwise, we can't see it from here.
Paperclip. A paperclip. A paperclip.
Okay, here's what's even worse.
I'm taking it back. Get my money back.
Here's what's worse because of old tie day over here, yeah. Right? Not only have they got all of that, when they all open up that $5 bonbon pack you bought, they're going to get more paperclips.
Yes, they will.
And a couple of nail cutters.
Yeah. Hey, listen, have you got an alternative advent calendar that you are going to use? We'd love to hear from you because there's plenty of them.
Why would you want an alternative to your little tingle one?
And a stationary one.
I can't, don't even bother calling them.
1-3-3-5-3.
They're obviously the ultimate ones.
Well, we've got loads of our Tanya and Steve Triple M jingle baubles to give away.
We do.
So everybody that calls can have a bauble. But there are plenty. There is a merry cheesemus. So you get...
Oh, like a cheese?
Yeah,
different
you get
cheeses.
Little tiny cheeses.
Please tell me that's in the fridge.
I hope so.
Hope so.
Definitely.
Yeah. So there's that.
Okay.
What could about you, the champagne?
Yeah.
There's a champagne and beer one.
There's a beer one.
Yeah, I know the beer one. Yeah.
Well, let's not...
Why don't you give Oscar that one?
That's true.
Well, we take a break.
One, right. 3-3-5-3. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the advent calendars.
That'd be good because we do not want to end up like that warehouse and about 4 million baubles out the back. Hey, Nicole, have you got a better idea than the tickle my fancy and stationary... What is it?
Advent calendar, and it's called a tingle touch, please, Steve.
Got it wrong. My apologies.
Nicole, what's yours?
We do books.
How do you do books?
So we've got 24 Christmas books, and each one is individually wrapped and it's under the Christmas tree each day, and my son goes and picks it.
Wow.
And opens it. Yeah, so he unwraps it and then we read it together as a family that night.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah, but her son's 27.
He's going to be 2 just after Christmas. We started last year and we're doing the same books as last year, and we'll probably do the same books until he's about 5.
What a nice family tradition.
That is great.
Yeah, it's lovely. He really enjoys it. He loves unwrapping it too. It's so exciting for him.
Look, it's no paperclip, but it sounds like fun.
Thanks, Nicole. You get a bauble.
Steve jingle bauble. Thank you, Nicole. We'll go to Leanne here, guys.
Hey, Leanne, what's yours?
My daughter is getting a Smiggles advent calendar from Smiggle.
Well, that's a stationery one.
And my son is getting a Hot Wheels one from Kmart.
Oh, I like
nice.
That.
So is there a car behind every window?
I think there's 8 cars.
That's cool.
That is awesome. That is cool.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a Tanya and Steve bauble for your tree too, Leanne.
Awesome, thank you.
Make sure you put it at the front, Leanne.
I will.
Good girl.
Christine's at Hamilton. What kind of advent do you have?
We have one that you fill yourself, that you put chocolates one day, lollies another. Sometimes I put a note in it that says you get an extra lunch order today, things like that.
That's
very
what,
cool.
Yeah, that's what ours was with BT. It was like little containers and you'd put whatever you wanted in there.
I love
that.
Yeah,
same one, yeah.
So do you,
and we've also done books. Like, we've wrapped up books and they've got a different book every day.
Like Nicole.
Cool.
Yeah. So do you make that one yourself, Christine? You don't buy these things,
do you?
No,
you can buy them. Yeah.
No, you buy it.
Oh,
yeah.
Where from?
Yeah, they're everywhere. Honestly, they are. Kmart. Kmart's got them.
Yeah, Kmart. Mm.
And it's like a shape of a tree, and it's got each day right up until 25, and it's just like a little and it's like a little drawer, and you pull it out and you put something.
Yeah,
it's very
totally.
Cute. Had I known... Yeah. I would have saved a lot of money, just put a paperclip in every one of them, but BJ was going up.
A bauble for you, Christine. Thank you.
We'd always just throw a little lolly or a little something in there.
Oh, you mean like the wooden ones that I've been trying to get Risey to buy?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You know.
Yeah,
Kenny's been trying to get me to buy that for 7 years
I know.
Now.
Family tradition.
Yeah.
But anyway. Lisa, what kind of advent calendar do you guys do?
Well, I spoil myself and my daughter now. She's a bit older too, 14, and I actually get one of the Body Shop calendars every year.
That sounds awesome.
And so, you get the full-size product in it, and, she tends to take more of it than I get out of it, but we share it. And when the kids were younger, we actually also did used to get them the Lego calendars.
Oh, beautiful.
So that it was multi-purpose. They had something... they could use after it.
Well, because he was so into Lego at the time, we always used to put little Lego men in, different charactered men and things like that.
So cute.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. What's yours?
We've got the 3 kids super cheap auto ones where you get, like, your little ship there, all your tools in it.
Oh, cute.
That is awesome.
Are they expensive, Chris?
Yeah, they're $30 each. Actually, $19.95 each they were.
There you go.
That's perfect.
That's really good.
Dollar a day.
Good on you, Chris. You got a Tennessee jingle bauble for you.
See, there's so many options, isn't there?
Wow. Yeah.
There's even a T2 one where you get a cup of tea each day for people that love...
Different tea bags,
I love that.
Different flavour.
Nespresso do one.
Yeah. Imagine if I use yours, though.
What?
Every day I go to it and go, great news, Baxter.
Oh, you'll have the RSPCA on speed dial. It's called the Tingle Touch.
Great news, Baxter.